Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Got him!
It's been 20 years.
Timmy, what are you doing?
Get in the sack.
Oh, great.
Timmy!
I killed Timmy.
I sure do appreciate you coming with me today, Whit.
I'm honored that you asked me, Tom.
Timmy's grave is in a little clearing on the other side of those trees.
You know, Tom, you never told me exactly what happened to Timmy. How he died, I mean.
No. I guess I haven't. It's been 20 years.
It doesn't seem possible. Has it really been that long?
Yeah. 20 years today, as a matter of fact.
So that's why you wanted me to come along.
One of the reasons. I suppose I mainly just didn't want to be alone today.
I understand. I don't think you would have been alone even if I hadn't come along, Tom. Look.
Huh.
Do you know him?
No. Nobody's definitely standing at Timmy's grave. Come on. Excuse me, young man. Can I help you?
I was wondering if you were going to come today. How are you, Mr. Riley?
Oh, my word. P.D. P.D. Barnes, is that you?
You remembered. Yes, sir, it's me.
Well, how have you been?
Fine, sir. I just came
in. If you'll excuse me, I have to go.
Tom? Tom? What's going on here? Tom?
It's all right. Let him go.
Mr. Barnes, I apologize. Tom's usually the friendliest person in the world.
I know. And I also know why he's upset. That's the reason I'm here.
It is?
Yes, sir. You see, I killed Timmy.
You killed Timmy?
Yes, sir.
But wait a minute now. I don't know much about Timmy's death, but I thought he drowned in some sort of boating accident.
He did. But I caused it.
Oh, boy. Look, Mr. Barnes.
Please, call me P.D.
P.D. Okay. I'm Whit. Listen. Would you mind telling me what happened? You don't have to if you don't want to.
No. It's all right. There's a bench just up the path a ways. Why don't we go sit down?
Okay.
Did you know Timmy, Whit?
I met him a few times. Wasn't very involved with kids back then.
Well, I only knew him for a short while, but he changed my life. He was a good guy, not like me. I was a troublemaker from the get-go.
Really?
Oh, yeah, even though I was small for my age. If I couldn't find any trouble to get into, then I'd make up some of my own. In fact, that's how Timmy and I became friends. I was in trouble.
Thought you'd get away from me, huh? Not this time, Petey. I got you good.
Wow. Big accomplishment, Leonard. A football player chasing down the smallest guy in the school. What do you do for an encore? Hunt fish in a barrel?
You always got a smart remark, don't you? Well, you're not going to be so smart when I get through with you.
Spoken like a true bad guy. So, what do you want anyway?
You know what I want, you little twerp. Swipe my pocket knife, will you?
No, thanks. I already did that.
Quiet! My dad's right. You are a public delinquent.
Oh, your dad. What a wit.
Don't you talk about my dad, punk. At least I have one.
Congratulations. You must be very proud. Look, Leonard. Did you bring me all the way to this apple grove just to push me around? This is getting boring. If you're gonna do something to me, then do it. I'm a busy man.
Oh, I'm gonna do something to you, all right, tough guy. I think you need to be softened up a little.
A burlap sack and some rope? Why, Leonard, what did you have in mind?
Get in the sack.
What? No way!
I said get in!
Stop! Let it go! Stop it! What are you doing?
Hoisting you up a tree. You like hanging around, don't you?
No! No! Where's the hanging?
There.
Cut it out, Leonard! Get me down!
Hey, PD, you know what a pinata is?
Pinata?
Yeah, it's what kids in Mexico get for their birthdays. It's a big sack shaped like an animal. They fill it with candy and hang it from a tree. Then all the kids in town come along and take a whack at it with a big stick until it breaks open and all the candy falls out.
What are you gonna do, Leonard?
Just think of yourself as a PD pinata.
You better not. I'm warning you.
No, PD, I'm warning you. I'm gonna count to three. One, two, hey!
Hi, Leonard, what you doing?
Let go of the stick, Riley.
Who you got in the sack?
None of your beeswax.
Me! He's got me in the sack, PD Barnes. PD, huh? Isn't he kind of small to be picking on Leonard?
I'm not picking on him. I'm paying him back for swiping my knife.
So that's why you're hanging him from my dad's tree. Well, I think you paid him back enough.
I don't. Now get out of the way.
Okay, but I wouldn't stand there if I were you.
Yeah, well, you're not me. I'll stand wherever I want.
Have it your way.
Now, as I was saying, one, two, three. What's that?
Gangway!
Ah, what are you doing, Riley?
It's what I tried to tell you. I need to break this soil. Better get out of here, Leonard.
You're crazy, Riley! Ah, all right, I'm going.
Come on, Leonard.
You're crazy.
Hey, let me loose. Just a second, PD. I'm coming. Okay. I got you. Easy now.
There!
What are you trying to do? Kill me? I could have suffocated, and you're out here playing with your tractor. Sorry. It was the only way I could think of to get Leonard away from you. Did I ask you to get Leonard away from me? Well, no. Suppose I could have let him go ahead and beat you. I was doing all right by myself. Yeah, you had him right where he wanted you. You've also got a real nasty scrape on your arm there. Ow! You don't have to touch it. Sorry. Why do you have to stick your nose in my business for anyway? You looked like you needed a friend. Well, I didn't. And I don't want one now either. Oh. Well, how about something to eat? What? I said, how about something to eat? Eat? Yeah, come on back to the house. I'll fix your arm and then get us something to eat. You do eat, don't you? Of course I do. You hungry? Well, yeah. Then come on. You want another sandwich, PD? Sure, why not? You know, I see you around school a lot. How come you stay to yourself so much? That's what I'm supposed to do, isn't it? Why do you say that? Because I live at an orphanage, all right? Everybody knows that orphans aren't supposed to mix with polite people. So, what's it like being an orphan? What? I said, what's it like being an orphan? What do you think it's like? Real lonely, I'd imagine. What happened to your folks? I don't know. I never knew my dad, and my mom decided she couldn't take care of me, so she left me at the orphanage. Oh. Do you like it? What kind of question is that? A fair one. Do you or don't you? Well, I don't have much of a choice now, do I? You might. Would you like to stay here? What? Am I not speaking very clearly? I said, would you like to stay here? Just like that? Well, no. I'm sure it's more complicated. But we'll let my dad worry about that. Hey, Dad! Wait a minute. Are you crazy? You really want me to stay here? Yeah.
What is it, Tim? Oh, I didn't know you had company. Who's your friend?
Dad, this is P.D. Barnes. But he's not my friend. He's an orphan.
I see. Well, what can I do for you?
Could P.D. stay with us for a while? Look, I didn't...
Well, I'll have to talk with your mother about it, but it's okay by me. If he wants to stay, do you want to stay with us, P.D.?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I'll call the orphanage and take care of everything. Meanwhile, I could use some help. I got a big batch of apples in the barn just waiting to be pressed into cider.
All right. Cider?
You've never made apple cider before?
No. Oh, it's a blast.
Get him a pair of overalls, Timmy, and I'll meet you both in the barn.
Yes, sir.
It was instant acceptance. Something I'd never had. Well, for the next few weeks, I lived at the Rileys, and Timmy and I did just about everything together. We'd get up and work the farm, go to school, and then come back and work the farm some more. It was hard work, but I loved every minute of it. Of course, I didn't tell them that, but for the first time in my life, I was happy. Then, when things were going really well, my troublemaking streak decided to kick back in. It was the day before I, you know, Timmy and I were getting ready to go camping. I remember I was watching Mr. Riley shoe his horse.
The main thing to remember is to let the horse know you're in control. Now, you just lift up the hoof, then you position the shoe and you tack it down.
I'm glad I don't have to put my shoes on that way. Hey, P.D., you ready to go? Yeah, my stuff is on the porch. Dad, have you seen my compass?
Why, no, son, I haven't.
Well, we won't need it.
Where are you planning on going?
We're going to spend the night in the cabin, then hike up to Triple Lake in the morning and do some fishing.
Sounds great.
You want to come with us?
Nah, you don't want me around spoiling your fun.
You wouldn't do that. Yeah, he would. He's an adult.
No, he's right. It's the law. You boys had better head out before it gets too late.
What time is it anyway?
Well, what'd I do with it? Oh, well, I must have left my watch in the house. But the sun's sinking, so you better get going.
Okay. Come on, P.D. Let's get your stuff.
Have a good time, and be careful.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow night. See ya. I can't believe this cabin. You built this?
Not really. I just found it and refurbished it. Now it's sort of my hideout.
Hideout? You need a hideout?
I think everybody does once in a while. You know, a place to be alone and think.
So nobody knows about this cabin?
Only my mom and dad. And now you.
Oh.
You get enough to eat?
Yeah.
Why don't you get some wood for the fire?
Okay.
I didn't know what to think. Timmy had let me into a circle that up to then had only included his family. That had never happened to me before. I finally knew what it meant to feel secure. Until I walked back into the cabin.
Timmy, what are you doing?
Just unrolling the sleeping bag.
No, don't touch that.
My dad's watch. My mom's necklace. My compass. You took these things?
Yeah.
Why, P.D.? Do you need money? All you have to do is ask.
No, I don't need any money.
Then why?
I don't know.
You can't think of any reason?
Maybe I can't figure out why you're all being so nice to me.
We're being nice to you because you're our friend.
I've had friends before, and they've all ended up hurting me.
Well, P.D., I can't guarantee we'll never hurt your feelings or let you down. I mean, we don't want to, and we'll try not to, but we're not perfect.
Yeah, I've heard that before, too.
P.D., I do know of one friend who will never hurt you or let you down.
You do?
I can introduce you to him if you want me to. Where does this friend of yours live? Right here, in my heart. His name is Jesus.
He told me all about the Savior, how he died on a cross for me, because he loved me so much. I was intrigued by this love so great that it would actually cause someone to die for someone else. After he finished, I didn't say anything. I just climbed into my sleeping bag and thought about this Jesus until I drifted off to sleep. The next day, we got up really early and hiked up to Trickle Lake. Timmy kept a little rowboat there. Nothing was said about the previous night, but I felt oddly happy, like I knew a great secret. Well, we pushed out into the lake, and almost immediately, Timmy started reeling them in.
Whoa! Here's another one.
What? How many does that make?
Well, let's see. One, two, three. And this one makes four.
Four? That's no fair.
Hand me the bait can. Here.
I can't believe this. I haven't even had one bite yet.
You just gotta be more patient, that's all.
Patient? I've been sitting here for 2 hours. How much more patient can I be?
You're using a special bait or something, aren't you? You just handed me the can. I'm using the same stuff you're using.
Then how are you doing it?
It's all in the wrist, PD. All in the wrist.
I don't believe it. There's gotta be something.
I know what it is.
I'm facing the shore. All the fish have gotta get through you to get to me.
Shh. I think number 5 may be on the line.
Already? Oh, man.
Shh.
Papa, big boy.
This isn't fair. I want to sit on that side of the boat.
Hey, PD, stay still.
But I want to sit on that side of the boat.
PD, stop moving.
I just want to.
Well, go over there.
Ah! Oh, great.
I told you to sit down.
Oh, I can't swim.
PD? PD, hang on.
PD, what happened down there?
I got tangled up in something. Vines or a net, maybe. I don't know. Timmy struggled for a long time and finally got me free. He pushed me toward the surface, but he got caught up himself. I couldn't go after him. I couldn't swim. He saved my life. Took my place.
Oh, my.
They dragged the lake and found Timmy's body that afternoon. I told the authorities what happened, but they took me back to the orphanage before I could see Mr. Riley.
Well, that was unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, you know how kids are. It wasn't long before the rumors started going around that I'd killed somebody.
But you didn't kill anyone. It was an accident.
I was responsible. If I hadn't been playing around, Timmy would still be alive today. Anyway, I began to like having that reputation, and I started acting on it. I thought I could do anything I wanted, but found out I couldn't when I was arrested for armed robbery a couple of years later.
Oh, no.
I was put in juvenile detention until I turned 18. But believe it or not, that was actually a good thing. See, what Timmy told me that night in the cabin about Jesus never left me. Detention gave me time to think about it. And I gave my life to the Lord while I was in jail. I'm a minister to inner city kids now, Whit. That's why I'm here. I wanted to tell Mr. Riley how Timmy influenced me, what he did for me. I never got a chance to talk to him, tell him how sorry I was. No, I guess I never will.
Oh, nonsense.
What?
You're not getting out of it that easily. Neither is Tom. Come on, you and I are going out to the Riley farm. Tom?
Come in, Whit. I was expecting you. I was just looking at pictures of Timmy. I didn't remember that he had so many freckles.
Tom, P.D. told me what happened. How Timmy died.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he might.
He's in my car.
I can't talk to him, Whit. It's too painful.
Tom, it was a mistake. One that he's paid for. How long are you going to keep blaming him?
Is that what you think, Whit? I don't blame him. I blame me.
What?
I should have been there. I might have been able to prevent it. I was going to go along, but I decided to stay. And my son died. I can never forgive myself.
Mr. Riley?
P.D., no, no.
Oh, wait, Tom, listen to him.
No.
Mr. Riley, please, hear me out. I overheard what you just said, Mr. Riley. I'm so sorry about Timmy. But you need to know that he didn't die in vain. He saved my life. Laid his down for mine. And more importantly, he helped save my soul. He introduced me to Jesus. He made him real to me. You see, I can wholeheartedly believe that Jesus died for people who don't deserve it because Timmy sacrificed himself for me. I know that nothing I can say will take away the pain, but I don't think Timmy wants either one of us to feel guilty anymore. Timmy helped me. Maybe I can help you.
Oh, my boy.
I know.
You wanted to help, P.D. I think you just did.
Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Most of us will never have to lay down our lives for our friends, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to find other ways to show them this kind of love. And the very best way is by introducing them to Jesus and his love. Love so great that he died on the cross for our sins. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Greater Love was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.